Erev Tisha B'Av, which is tomorrow. Tisha B'Av Nigra Moed. You know, clearly in Megillat Echa it says, Qara Alai Moed Lishbor Bachurai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a date to break my youth, I guess. So clearly, the Navi calls Tisha B'Av Moed. And as you've been promised, Tisha B'Av, amongst other tzomot, is going to become a Yom Tov. Lefichach, ein omrim bo vidui klal. We do not say vidui and Tisha B'Av altogether. That means, and also the mincha before. So tomorrow, erev Tisha B'Av, no vidui by mincha. And also there is no vidui, kriyat shema l'amitah. And also on the day after Shabbat, we do not say vidui at all. And also the always, any day we do not say vidui, the mincha before also we do not say vidui. Another limitation that happens tomorrow is by chatzot. Chatzot is 1 o'clock, 2 minutes to one. That kevan shen heter lilmod Torah b'Shabbat, ella b'inyane tzar v'avirut. It says, pirudei Hashem yesharim mesamchei lev. Torah HaKadosha mesamchei lev brings, learning Torah brings simcha. Right? Orach Chaim HaKadosh says, people, Baruch Hashem, every day we have it. Orach Chaim HaKadosh, Rabbi Soayev. Right? So Orach Chaim HaKadosh says, people would really sense the metikut, the sweetness of Torah, would go crazy after Torah. Torah Tuna Kedusha is sweet and brings simcha. And since it brings simcha and we are in Avelut, we cannot learn already. And it's, you know, when you start learning Torah, the effects of it continue. Right? That's why already from Chatzot, tomorrow, like we said, 1 o'clock, we cannot learn regular Torah, Gemara, etc., etc. Only we could learn in Yane Avelut. And there's so much to learn, right? Aside from Megillat Echa, Mefarshim, Yov, etc., you have all the writings of Michtav Me'Eliyahu, Reb Chaim Friedlander. There's so much Torah to be studied that you're allowed on Tisha B'Av. So we make that switch, right, from, like, you know, 1 o'clock. So, okay. Gami, fine. What else? Asur letayel be'erev Tisha B'Av. Right? Tomorrow, which is Erev Tisha B'Av, already we have to get into mood. And you cannot go on, obviously, journeys to walk on the clean places, and on the beach even, parks, etc., hikes. Tiyul is Asur. And next, we need shoes, special for Tisha B'Av. If a person doesn't have, it's a very bad habit. We don't buy anything new, even underwear or shoes, lechatchila, the week after Tisha B'Av. But if a person doesn't have, right, Tisha B'Av shoes, either you should wear slippers, etc. But the habit, they say, there is a heter, right? If he doesn't have, and he doesn't want to go with slippers, etc., which is not really kavod, so is allowed, you should buy before Tisha B'Av and wear it, that should not be totally new when Tisha B'Av comes. So tomorrow we are going to have Seudah Mafseget. First of all, earlier Seudah, the person could eat whatever they want. Different types of, obviously not meat, not chicken, but all kinds of cooked food is allowed. But when it comes to Seudah Mafseget, the Seudah right before the fast starts, that one we know it's brought in Masechet Ta'anit, right? That, you know, it says Amru in Masechet Ta'anit, Lamed Amud Aleph. Amru kachayam min hagosh Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Elai. Erev Tisha B'Av. Hayu mevi'in lo pat chareva. Pat chareva means dry bread. B'melach. That's it. Just pat. He would take a piece of, like, you know, old bread and milk and salt. The Yoshev ben Tanur Lekirayim. and he would sit in the lowest place in his house, then tarnur lekiraim, between the in like the kitchen, between the in the oven, etc. Right, so the ochel veshote aleha giton shel ma'im. That was his seudam afseret. A piece of bread would sit down on the floor. The Rubalim said not to sit on the naked floor. So it should be something, a low stool, or, you know, on the floor. And dome kemish meto mutal lefanav. And he would eat the seudam afseret as if, Rachmana Letzlan, meto mutal lefanav. This is the seudam afseret. A lot of in Iran, apparently, a lot of people have been hugged to have polo hadas. That's one. It could be only one type of cooked food. And also we don't sit bezimun, just everybody by himself. And with this, and we have to finish the Dom of Seret, I think like in a quarter to eight, 20 to 8, it's better anyway. Right before sunset, I think we're going to have early mincha if a person wants to hunt a deer tar b'choran. So we have early mincha from 6, when is it early mincha?
6:40
early mincha tomorrow, and the regular mincha is 7:20. 7:20, obviously, Keske Mechad 7:20 biyad mincha, but he's going to have to stop eating before that. But really, according to Tabra Halacha, to Qabla's sunset, Mishachor, Keske Mechad to Achayin Laz Bukhore, they should come to the early mincha. So let me just share with you a beautiful, insightful Sfat Emet. It says, Zavdi ben Levi Patach. This is the Pticha to Echa Rabati, the Midrash on Megillat Echa. It says, Elokim Moshiv Yechidim Baita Motzi Asirim Bakosharot. Pasuk in Tehilim. Right? So he says, Ata Motze, Ad Shelo Nigalu Yisrael Mitzrayim. Before HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Bnei Yisrael of Mitzrayim, Hayu Yoshvin Bifnei Atzman VaShechina Bifnei Atzman. There was a separation between Klal Yisrael and between the Shechina, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kevan Shenigalu Motzi, right, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out of Mitzrayim, so then Na'asu Kulam Hegemonia Chativa Achat. So it became one. There was a oneness between Klal Yisrael and Shechina. וכיוון שגלו, חזרה שכינה בפני עצמה, and when they went to גלות, again there is a separation. Right? So we have to realize, you know, Weinberg Zatzal always used to say, the biggest galut is that we don't feel we are in galut. We don't feel we are in galut. We don't feel we are in galut. Baruch Hashem, you know, you have it good. To Amriko, Hamechi, Rahat, beautiful. We don't feel the chisaron. We don't feel the chisaron of galut. We don't feel that separation. And this is the most bitter galut is when you don't even feel you're in galut, right? So Sfat Emet says, shehem begalut plag gufa. We have to realize when we are in motzi yishidim, it's about marriage. The same way a single person is plag gufa, is half of the body. The same thing we have to realize when we are in galut, even golden galut, like America, we are like a plag gufa, right? So this is really the biggest galut, right? We have to realize when the Moshiach is not here, we are not in Eretz Israel. We are not, we cannot function like a proper what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind. Right? But the point is, the kinot v'ga'aguim ha'mamikashrim. When we in galut, what would help us really to feel that we are in galut? The kinot, ga'aguim, when we cry for this lack of shechina. Right? That's why it says, mutzi asirim bekosharot. Chachamim says, what is kosharot? Mutzi asirim bakosharot, bechi veshirot. Crying and singing. Bimchia veshira. Hakesher hu mitzad habchia. When we cry For galut, it's like we are saying shira in Bet HaMikdash. Sfat HaMetzes, right? So HaKesher hu mitzad HaBechiya, kamo shayi bizman HaMikdash, derech shira. That's why he says, nehefach le'evel mecholenu avotenu. So therefore, avodatenu, right, kayom, ba'avelut ubekisufim hem kamo az besimcha mecholot, bechi veshirot. And that's why it says that Megillat Echa is kamo Megillat Shira Shirim ba'kosharot, right? So Megillat Echa is compared to Shira Shirim ba'kosharot b'b'chiya u'b'shirim. Right, so basically, what is Tzfat Emet is saying? That when a person cries, right, cries on Tisha B'Av, and for lacking the Churban, for realizing like, you know, how much you know, Bet HaMikdash is not there, right, life is not, it's not the same. This is exactly when he is doing the Shira. He's doing Shira in Bet HaMikdash, B'shut B'zuchhe, Amen, Ken Ratzon, Ribi, Hananiah ben Arashi, Omer Ratzah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu.